And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. A would-be assassin opened fire outside the White House Correspondents' Dinner on Saturday night, forcing President Trump and the First Lady to flee the Washington Hilton. The gunman, 31-year-old Cole Thomas Allen of California, charged a security checkpoint with a shotgun, a handgun, and multiple knives. He fired several rounds before Secret Service agents took him down. Allen is a Caltech grad, and minutes before the attack, he sent a relative a manifesto mocking Christianity, sneering at turning the other cheek as complicity in oppression. Last fall, he urged trans-identifying followers to stockpile guns before Trump could ban them. And in Canada, one of the original architects of pediatric gender medicine just told a University of Alberta audience she'd no longer medicalize most of the kids walking into her clinic. Dr. Corrine Kachadorian started prescribing hormones to gender-distressed minors back in 2014. After roughly 250 patients, she's pointing at social contagion and the role of peers in social media and permanent infertility she now calls one of the hardest conversations she has. She also admitted her colleagues stay silent because activists punish anyone who steps out of line. Parents have been raising every one of these concerns for a decade now, and they were called bigots for doing it. Dr. Kachadorian gets a respectful profile in the National Post. A 12-year Disney veteran named Josh Dawes says the woke fever inside the company peaked in 2020 and has been breaking ever since Trump's election. Dawes, who was recently laid off, told followers the internal mood has shifted, and he says he's cautiously optimistic. So is everyone else, right up until June, when Disneyland has two Pride nights on the schedule. Senator Raphael Warnock tried to corner Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. over cuts to the rabies team at HHS. Kennedy reminded the senator that America sees 1 to 3 rabies cases per year, and that one staffer can probably keep up. Warnock, of course, had no follow-up. And on Capitol Hill, Lila Rose's live action is leading more than a dozen pro-life groups in pressing Majority Leader John Thune to make last year's Planned Parenthood defunding permanent. The current ban Trump signed on July 4th expires this coming July 4th. If the Senate lets that date pass without acting, $830 million taxpayer dollars per year resumes flowing to the country's largest abortion provider. Pro-lifers want it to end for good. The Senate now has to decide whether it actually means what it said last summer. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things can be done at FortisInstitute.org. Also, don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates sent directly to you every single day. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.